Okay. And something fried in deep fat with a hole in the center.
Donut.
Okay. And something, you make a batter and fry three or four of these.
Pancakes.
Okay. Any other name for that?
I heard them called flapjacks.
Okay. And you'd go to the store to buy two, what, of flour?
Bags.
Okay. And say, if you didn't buy a, say in all the bags weighed more than 1 pound, they might weigh, you might say you're buying two, what, of flour?
2 pounds, 5 pounds.
Okay. And something that you'd put to make bread rise?
Yeast.
Okay. And the inside part of the egg?
Yolk.
Okay. And what color is that?
Yellow.
Okay. And if you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Boil.
Boil what?
Boil eggs.
Okay. And if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells in hot water?
Poached.
Okay. And what do you call the salt or sugar cured meat that you boil with greens?
Fatback.
Okay. What if it has no lean in it at all? Is that fatback?
No, I just call it fat.
Okay. What if it's got a lot of lean in it?
They call it streaked.
Okay.
Meat.
And when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
Middling.
Okay. And the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Light bread.
The kind of meat?
Oh, bacon.
Okay. And the outside of the bacon?
Rind.
Okay. And the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain?
Link sausage.
Okay. And the man at the store who kills and sells the meat?
Meat cutter.
Okay, or another name?
Butcher.
Okay. And if meat's been kept too long, you say that the meat has...
Spawned.
Okay. And what do you make out of the meat from the hog's head?
Sauce meat.
Okay. Have you ever heard of head cheese?
Yes.
What's that?
Same thing as the sauce meat I make.
Okay. And what do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
Can't think of it, but I know.
Okay, would you say liver something?
Liver cheese, liverwurst.
Okay. And did you ever hear of anything made out of hog blood? Okay. And have you ever heard of taking the juice from the head cheese and stirring it up with cornmeal and cooking it and then slicing it and frying it?
No, I didn't.
Okay. If you kept butter too long and didn't taste right, you'd say that the butter was
old.
Okay. Or another word you might use. Would you say rancid or frowy? Or?
No, I never used it.
Okay. And thick sour milk that you keep?
Buttermilk.
Okay, but it's not been churned?
Clabbered.
Okay, and the kind of cheese that you make from this?
Cottage cheese.
Okay, and the first thing you do after milking to get the impurities out, you have to?
Sterilize it.
Yeah, but?
Strain it.
Okay. And something like a fruit pie, except it's got several layers of fruit and pastry.
Stack cake?
Huh?
A stack cake? Or what? A pie?
I'm thinking of a kind of pie made in a deep dish.
Or a cobbler pie.
Okay. And if someone has a good appetite, you say, he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay, any other word for food?
I've heard the word vittles called, but I don't know.
Okay. And what do you call milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you use to pour over pie?
It's not milk, is it? Something else, some other word. No.
What's dip?
That's the things you mix up to dip your potato chips and things in, I guess. I forgot what that word is.
Okay, food taken between regular meals. You call that?
Snacks.
Okay. And you say, this morning I what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
Ate breakfast.
Okay. And you say, yes.